This is the local VK5 news segment. And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. We're making some changes to our club meeting nights. The third Thursday of the month, we will no longer be meeting. Instead, the third Wednesday, we'll be meeting for coffee at McLaren Vale Visitor Centre, McLaren Vale, from 10 a.m. All is welcome. We hope to see you there. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's North East Radio Club news. Now, Friday's technical night was a talk given by Mark, VK5QI, and Grant, VK5GR, about their adventures participating in the fox hunting contests at the Southeast Radio Group Convention in Mount Gambier on the long weekend in June. We saw the equipment that they used and how they tracked down the hidden transmitters around the countryside and in the pine forest. Now, the weather that weekend was very cold and wet, so it was a valiant effort on their part. We saw lots of photos and some videos of their activities, and they showed us the way the tracking mapping system worked. They came in third place this year, and they intend to win next year. I certainly hope so. Well, thanks very much to Mark and Grant for these details about their great achievement. Also, at Friday's meeting, the proposal to change the technical meeting nights to the Saturday afternoon after the fourth Friday was discussed, and the members agreed to give it a 6-month trial. So, on Saturday the 23rd of August, at 2:30 p.m., we will have our first afternoon technical meeting. And being a daytime meeting, this will be advantageous for members who do not wish to come out to nighttime meetings. Now, don't forget that the Northeast Radio Club membership fees are now due. Full membership is $35. Concession and student membership $25, and if you renew by the September meeting, you will get a $5 discount. And today at 3:30 p.m, tune in to VK5RHO on 146.850 MHz and listen to the latest amateur technical segment, which this episode is about wireless communications and developments during World War One. Well, that's it for this time. Keep warm and dry and stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. The weather has been pretty wet, cold and miserable of late. So much so that a working bee to replace the antennas on our site at Mount Graham had to be cancelled. It will be rescheduled as soon as the weather looks a bit more favourable for tower climbing, etc. We recently purchased a new 200 amp hour lithium battery for our site at the Bluff, and so far it is working beautifully in spite of the fact that there's been very little sun for the solar panels to keep it topped up. Thank you to Nick, VK5NJS, for sourcing the battery and purchasing it on behalf of the group. Work is ongoing with regard to our new club trailer, and at the working bee scheduled for Saturday the 2nd of August, we will be fitting the pump-up mast to the front of it. Nick, VK5NJS, is preparing to build a desk to the inside, and once that is built and installed, a diesel heater will be also purchased and installed. We are still deciding what radios we need to buy to outfit the trailer as a multi-band communications asset. There's still some work to be done on the outside broadcast hut, which we use at the Legend of the Lakes hill climb. This will need to be finished before the hill climb in November. Speaking of the Legend of the Lakes hill climb, entries for the 2025 event opened on the 11th of July, and already a full field of 75 eligible vehicles to start on Friday and 150 entries to start on Saturday and Sunday is full, with the reserve list also fully subscribed. It just shows how popular this very well-run event is, with many competitors, officials and members of the public regarding it as the best hill climb event in the country. Competitors certainly get value for their money, as they each get between 5 and 7 runs on Saturday and 4 or 5 on the Sunday, which is a shorter day because of the prize-giving ceremony immediately after the last race. Although it is a massive amount of work setting up, we usually start set up at least 1 week prior to the event and have at least 4 members involved for all the time leading up to the event itself, and then tearing down post-race on the Sunday, we all derive an immense amount of satisfaction from being an integral part of such a prestigious and highly regarded event. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.